Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, April 13th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. The murder of a Pakistani pastor is a message to the church. IBS releases a new tool to East Asia, and Audio Scripture Ministries grows to spur growth. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians around the world continue to respond to the torture and murder of Pakistani pastor Shamoon Bubar. His death is believed to be connected to his evangelistic outreach. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner worked with Bubar. Recently, they talked about an emergency evacuation plan because of the large number of threats he was receiving.
When I heard news of his death, I remembered it very well. He looked at me and he said, "Kevin, I won't run and I won't leave. And I'm committed to embrace whatever Jesus has for me."
Turner says this kind of incident needs to help Christians
be emboldened in our faith to say, look, there's nothing that a persecutor can do to me except kill me and put me in the presence of Jesus. And I think it should bring a boldness to us here to stand up for the truth and really live the Christian life.
While Christians have a little more freedom than they did before, many believers still face lots of persecution. Next, the International Bible Society recently completed the Urdu translation of the Bible after 12 years of work. The New Delhi release makes the contemporary language scriptures available to more than 400 million Urdu speakers throughout India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Europe. IBS President Peter Bradley says, more than that, it opens many doors in a Muslim-dominated society.
We invited 25 Muslim leaders from the northern part of India to receive this new translation. And it was a wonderful time. We met with them for about 4 hours, and they received this holy book, as they call it, with gratitude, and will be taking many copies back to their various villages and cities.
Bradley hopes this new tool will encourage the local church.
What we are doing, of course, is supplying them with an accurate translation of God's Word so that they can go out and disciple and train up new believers throughout Pakistan. And there is quite a growing underground church in Pakistan.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries is getting ready to launch a new project this week in Mozambique and other areas of South Africa. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer believes it'll be an effective way of communicating God's Word to the area in an audio format.
The work in Mozambique is going to be a cooperative work with a local mission organization in the area and a national Bible college, where we'll be working with national Christians, helping them construct a recording studio.
Dudenhofer says helping the national believers build a ministry is an investment in their future.
We'll be providing them with some of the know-how about how to use digital electronic media in recording both scriptures and some of the other materials that they would need for Christian growth and witness. Our goal in Mozambique is to end up with a completely nationally directed audio scripture ministry program.
Pray that God will remove any obstacles that would hinder the beginnings of this new studio. Meanwhile, Islam is the major religion in Central Asia, but many are open to hearing about Christ. Summer camps in these former Soviet bloc nations were popular, but when communism ended, so did camps for kids. Bible Mission International and other Christian groups are replacing them with Christian camps. As these Muslim youth come to Christ, they're sharing their faith with their family. Your gift of $25 can send a child to camp and perhaps change an entire family. Go to our website to help. And U.S.-based Medical Ambassadors International has a new president. Dr. Robert Paul will assume those duties December 1st. Paul has served as a pastor and in leading Alongside Ministries International based in Washington. Since the Lord taught ministry as both physical and spiritual, Paul is committed to holistic missions through MAI's Community Health Evangelism Strategy. Pray for medical ambassadors during this time of transition. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert service featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.